Now, in the fields of northern France this morning, commemorations are taking place to remember soldiers killed in the Battle of Cambrai. The First World War battle is regarded as one of the first where tank warfare was used en masse. One of the tanks, given the name Deborah, was crewed by a man from Cambridge, Joseph Cheverton. He died on the first day of the Battle of Cambrai. It was also his 20th birthday. He grew up on Thoday Street, just opposite the Empress Pub. His old tank Deborah has now gone on display in a museum in the town. I'm pleased to say we're joined by Delphine Barthier, who is from Nord Tourism in France. Delphine, bonjour to you.
Bonjour.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Tell me then about Deborah. What does she look like these days?
Deborah, well, in fact, she was uncovered in 1998. So she remained in the field during 70 years. So this is really an iron tank. But now she is displayed in the museum and you can really shed the light on the tank. And well, I would say she really looks beautiful. You know, you can really feel, you can still really feel the crew. You can really still smell the iron. You're really into the Battle of Cambrai when you are seeing Deborah.
And tell me how this tank was found.
Oh, it's a really a human story. You know, it's a man who is called Philippe Gorzanski, who found out, who was very interested in the war and in history. And he found out, he was told that there was a tank. And he did so many research, you know, with a historian. He went in archives. He got in touch with archives in Great Britain. Well, it took him, I think, 20 years to find his tank. They even went flying over the battlefields of Flesquières. You know, Flesquières is where the battle took place. It's a village south of Cambrai. And finally, they found the tank in 1998. So it was really something incredible because this is the only remaining tank from the Battle of Cambrai.
And an absolute personal mission for this man who came to found it. The process of excavation must have been something else.
Oh, yes, it's always, you know, a very technical operation with some cranes. So this happened in 1998. But after the tank was displayed in a barn, you know, in the village, and to take the tank from the barn to the museum, it took 2 days to take Deborah to her final resting place. 2 days with cranes, with hydraulic cranes, with engineers. This is really something crazy. You know, we saw Deborah flying in the air to enter the museum because they are building the museum for Deborah. So the museum is then, the roof of the museum is completed over Deborah.
And how is Cambrai remembered by people where you are?
This is very, very strong. I was in Cambrai this weekend and you can see British flags all over the town. You know, there is a deep, deep involvement by the town. Most of the people there try to speak English because obviously this is a British battle. So a lot of British are here. I've met so many people this weekend. It's also, you know, this man, Philippe Gorzanski, he made an incredible job because he was able to find out who was the tank crew of Deborah, as he found out about Joe Cheverton, but three of them died, and also he found out the tank commander. So all these people, all the relatives were in Cambrai this weekend, and there were even people coming from South Africa, from Canada, from the US, and of course from Great Britain. So and there is a real involvement because the families came and offered some items of the soldiers who fought during the Battle of Cambrai. So there is a lot of emotion, you know, regarding this place and regarding the Battle of Cambrai. Yesterday as well, we saw a replica tank, who came in the battlefields of Flesquières and who did a march as it did in 1917. And when we heard the noise of this tank, you know, there were 476 on that very day, you know, in the morning. So it must have been incredible because it was a really a secret battle. So yeah, there is a deep, deep involvement. And it's starting the war week. There are some reenactments. For example, in Cambrai, every day at 7 p.m., there is a mapping, a son et lumière, what you would say, a son et lumière, every evening with the reenactment of the Battle of Cambrai on the town hall.
Wow. Lots of events taking place commemorating this battle. Delphine, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us from Nord Tourism in France, in the area where the Battle of Cambrai took place. They are remembering Joseph Cheverton, the man from Cambridge who died on the first day of that battle on his 20th birthday. So young to be killed on a battlefield, and of course many of the other people, all of the other people who died on those battlefields during this first full-on tank warfare battle of the First World War.